Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. Music there from Phil Collins. Song that many, many, many people like and has many, many, many stories attached to it. Called In the Air Tonight. You're listening to Live 95. We are Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP. Coleman, 4 o'clock on a Tuesday. That means it's time for Sports Talk Live, our sports talk program we do every Tuesday and Thursday. This program brought to you in part by our friends at People's Bank, who bring you Where's Moolah, and also in part by the following sponsors: your Cynthia Phillips agent, Alpha agent, AK Reynolds, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Good Hope Pharmacy, Michael's Flowers, Morton's Building, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, and Tommy Warhurst, your Warhurst Agency ad rep, insurance rep. He is a farmer's insurance agent. I'll get it straight in a minute. So your hosts for today, Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes.
Thank you, Jay, and welcome everyone to the Tuesday edition of Sports Talk Live. And Ronnie, this is the week it gets real.
This is the week we've been waiting on as far as college football goes. You know, for the first 4 or 5 weeks, maybe except for one game, you know, it's just kind of been the contenders beating up on the pretenders. So that is over now.
Hey, and it's going to be a great week to talk football, and today we've got something a little special for everyone. We're going to get off of football a little bit.
Yes.
And bring in some family members of mine. Adam, my brother, his wife Janice. For those of you, anybody that knows us knows, because they've seen it all over Facebook and it's been plastered everywhere. But
celebrities.
A week from tonight, they will embark on a new adventure in their life and start a reality TV show on TLC at 9 o'clock our time next week. And the commercials, I understand, start running tonight, but they will be in studio. We'll talk about the show, and we're going to even have Janice pick some football games. So anybody that knows Janice...
So you said that'll be some fun.
Yeah, that will be some fun.
So that's 9 o'clock Central Time.
Right.
Okay.
9 o'clock Central Time, it'll... follow 19 and counting, the family that's got 19 kids.
Oh, so, yeah. Man.
I've never watched that show. Never planned to.
No. It's tough enough with two.
I'm telling you.
Imagine 19 kids.
Hey, you have to take a roll count when you go anywhere.
How do you go anywhere?
You can't afford to. I mean, if you go to a high school basketball game.
What, 150?
Yeah.
So easy.
And by the time you...
What are you hauling me in?
I don't know. They have to have
you have converted like an old U-Haul or something.
Yeah.
Break the back window out so they can get a little air back there.
Hey, and we did make it a week, as far as I know, without Famous Jameis in the news.
That's a positive.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Jimbo's
got
to be thinking this is a step in the right direction.
That's
we went an entire week
that's
without
right. That's
Jameis
right.
making news.
You know, with that in mind, Jason, I saw this a while ago, and of course I thought of Jameis Winston and the Florida State situation. Did you hear that University of Kentucky, Stoops has suspended 4 of his players for this week?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I didn't hear what 4, but I just heard that they were suspended.
They were suspended because they were shooting an air pistol on campus.
Now they were suspended. 4 players and
four players and people who play.
Right.
At least 2 of them.
And Jameis was squirrel hunting on campus and just accidentally $4,800 worth of windows was shot out.
Yeah, $4,800 worth. I think about 13 windows was shot out.
But he didn't do it.
No, he didn't have any part in that. But I thought about that when I saw that on the computer today, that Stoops suspended 4 players for this Saturday because they had an air pistol. Air BB gun on campus and was shooting it. Didn't shoot anybody. Didn't do any damage. It's just against the law.
Yeah.
So he suspended him.
Hey, in this day and time, it don't matter if it's a cap gun or what. If you're in a place like that,
that's for sure. You want to take a great chance of getting yourself shot by a police officer? Pull out a BB gun.
Yeah.
Or a pellet gun, because you know those little handheld ones. They look just like a regular gun.
Oh, yeah.
You can get yourself killed in a hurry.
Remember when Tyler was in high school, they were doing some kind of program, and he had one of the paintball guns and was taking it to school for that.
Yeah.
And I said, no, you're not. He was going to get out and walk you know, yeah. I said, no, you either tell somebody ahead of time, let them get
sure.
it or something,
yeah.
but you're going to end up shot.
So. You're right. Or, you know, or expelled out of
yeah.
school, you know, because it's not, it's a completely different world. You know, when you and I were in school, hey, I drove an old pickup truck and I had a gun hanging in the gun rack
right.
in the back, and at break, we'd go out there and we'd, you know, we'd look at one another's guns and compare guns and trade guns and that kind of stuff.
And it, as you walked your vehicle, you probably walked by the smoking ground
oh, yeah.
where anybody 16
oh,
and over
it.
Could be out there
exactly
smoking.
Exactly right. Hey, it's just like a, it's just like you were heating the building with coal, you know, as the smoke coming out of that chimney. But you are exactly right. The old smoking ground.
Hey,
teachers and students would be
oh,
out
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Teachers about there bumming a cigarette
I'm
off
not going to call the name, but a principal – when I was in school, I would be walking down the hallway. I'd dip scope even back then, but be walking down the hallway, and he would stop me and ask me for a dip of my scope. And I'd get the can out, and he would take it, and, you know, everything was good.
And life went on.
Hey, Ronnie, speaking of Florida State,
yeah.
a new number one team at the top.
Yes,
so,
from the coach's poll.
Right.
And, of course,
Alabama
Crimson Tide.
And honestly, I don't even have Florida State any in my top four anymore after the
oh,
last
was
two
that, was that not a debacle right there? That's a club that they were nowhere near that football stadium.
No.
And probably what's been taking place the past week or so, you know, it's probably an attributing factor to that. Plus, you know, they felt like they could play terrible and still win, and they did. But it was in doubt pretty late.
Oh yeah, and at 24-7, I started texting. I texted
yeah.
my brother and told him. Started, and you know everybody probably in the nation, but the Florida State fans.
Oh, they were
rooting for North Carolina State.
You got absolutely right. I know I was.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah,
so.
They were on fire there for a while, you know. And then you know if they hadn't made their own mistakes, they might could have won the game. But you know. Normally, that's what happens, Jason. You know as well as I do. Not always, but normally, the best team is going to end up winning in most cases.
Yeah,
especially
yeah.
against a not a very good team.
Oh, this weekend, looking for real, my upset pick coming up this weekend. Everybody
yeah,
knows.
I thought about you today too.
The Ole Miss Rebels.
Oh,
didn't look good Saturday, but
no.
hopefully they were looking ahead to Alabama.
Listen, listen. Have you ever heard the amount of hype that's going on for a regular season football game?
Reason, because Ole Miss has never
that's right,
been in this
that's
position.
Right, that's right. You know, they've got game day that's going to be over there. It's just remarkable at all the wrap-up, you know, that's going on with this game. You know, it's like it's a national championship game for
right.
Ole Miss.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I mean
is.
They're 4-0, and they haven't been 4-0 since what the early '70s.
Yeah,
I know it's when Archie Manning was playing. That was early '70s.
And think about how important to Ole Miss and Ole Miss's overall program this game is at 4-0. You know,
yeah.
Okay, we'll give Ole Miss the benefit of the doubt. They're pretty good this year, but if they go 5-0 and with a win against Alabama,
yeah.
All of a sudden, Ole Miss could be looking.
They get some recognition. They get some recognition. That's for sure. Now, do either one of us really think that the determining factor of who goes to the SEC championship game out of the West is going to come down between Mississippi
no.
State and Ole Miss?
No.
No.
There's still too much football.
There's
to
way
play.
Too much. What I still think it's going to come down to is the Alabama-Auburn game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I could
if
be
my
wrong.
Tigers. Improve.
I am
bad in the bad corner. I'm disappointed. I can't stress it enough.
All well, they haven't looked good.
Rushing has been basically non-existent. We know Nick Marshall can't throw the football, and so when we play LSU may not be a
they're not
team.
They're not the club they
when
use.
We play in Alabama, a Texas A&M,
yeah.
a Mississippi State. It's going to be sad for the Tigers if they don't improve.
Yeah. And yeah, I think most everybody would agree, LSU is not the LSU team they've been the last you know, 2 or 3, 4 or 5 years. They're not as good as they've been. Doesn't mean they're not talented. Doesn't mean they can't beat you. It just means they're not as good as they have been.
Right. And anytime it's an LSU, or the recent years, anytime it's an LSU team, you know, they've got a shot at beating you. And
yep.
crazy things happen in the Auburn LSU games. So.
Yes, sir. Yes, it always does. I remember last year that LSU just beat Auburn the first half, just like just like you'd beat a rented mule, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was bad the first half. And then Auburn turned it around the second half, which was probably could be the whole, you know, what kick-started their whole season, even though they lost to LSU.
That was the turning point.
I think so. The second half, they figured out, hey, we can play with these, you know, and we can play with the LSUs, you know, of the world. Right. So, but yeah, going back to Alabama, I saw where they had, in the coaches' poll, had moved up to number one. You wonder, how do you jump from, were they two in coaches' poll? Yeah. I guess they were. So they went from two to one, even though they didn't play. So, because I guess whether Florida State, slopped around.
They just went through the motions, much like Auburn did. And
yeah, but here's the thing, Jason. They can go through the motions and through the ACC, and they're going to win. They're going to win.
Yeah. You know, the only way they don't win is they stop going through the motions.
Right. So, yeah, that's right. The only way they don't win is if they don't get on the bus.
Right.
I mean, that just tells you how weak the ACC is, where you can slop around week after week, and you still going to win the ball game. Now, you slop around in the SEC West, and you see what happens to you. You're going to get humiliated and embarrassed.
No,
by all of them.
No question about it.
By every team there.
Any team could beat you.
That's it.
Hey, Ronnie, I know some high school teams. I don't know all the winners and losers. I do know the Battle of the Eagles went to Cold Springs, 21-15. I think Coleman got
a victory. Coleman, yes. I've got that list.
And run them down for us, people that haven't heard it or haven't seen the paper.
That we'll go over it right now. I said I would. Good Hope played Curry, and Good Hope won that ball game. Both of us missed that one. Fairview was a winner over Holly Pond. Cold Springs defeated Vimont, like you said, Jason, 22-15. West Point was a winner over Hansville, I believe. I'm going by who we picked to win, not who they were playing. And then Coleman beat Fayette County. That must have been a good game because I saw the score there. It was 21-18.
Yeah.
Was the final score. So for the week, Jason went 4-1 with his picks in high school, and I was 3-2. And overall, Jason is 16-4, and I'm 14-6 of the weeks that we've done it. I think we missed a week because I was gone.
Still a lot of football to play.
Still a lot of football to play, and I can catch you yet.
And, folks, don't do as Ronnie and I have done on the ESPN Pick'em. We have both forgot it the last 2 weeks.
I know. We plugged it and plugged it, and then we hadn't played it.
And I was at, I think, 94 or 96%
on that.
Yeah,
you were on top, I think.
And when you go 0 for whatever 2 weeks in a row.
It kind of hurts your score, you know.
That don't do you any good.
Yeah, it's probably Brian Lacy's probably. He and, I think, Wesley are tied now. Wesley plays every week. He won't miss a week.
No, I'm telling you, it never entered my head while I was talking to you about it, and first time it popped in my head.
Exactly. Hey, Jason, while we're talking a little bit about high school football, do we want to go ahead and announce our player?
Yeah, let's go ahead and announce the player
of the
week.
Our player of the week this week will be a Good Hope Raider, and his name is Jared McClure. Jason, his stats are he carried the ball 16 times for 194 yards. He also scored the winning touchdown against Curry with 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the game. So this week's Sports Talk Live 95.5 Player of the Week is Jared McClure, Good Hope High School.
Congratulations to Mr. McClure. That also made possible by People's Bank, sponsor of the Player of the Week, along with Moolah, and we will have Moolah clues coming up later.
Oh, we got Moolah. Moolah, yeah, is it a mental? It's hidden mentally.
I think we're going to go mental from here on out.
I wonder what happened to Cindy. She didn't even call.
No, she didn't call.
Was her phone down? Yeah. Was Verizon down? Or what was the deal there? That's surprising. Hey, Jason, quickly, we've got a few more minutes, I think, before we have to go to a break, but let me tell you what's going on as far as volleyball schedule. That's on tap today. There's Hartzell and Curry. They're both at Addison. Coleman is at Austin. Fairview's at Oneonta. J.B. Pennington at Good Hope. Hansville at Vinemont. And St. Bernard at Appalachian. That's over in Blount County. So, hey, you got time, go out and catch a little bit of high school volleyball. It's a good way to spend an afternoon.
All right. And we will be talking, go over some power rankings, look at next week's schedule, because we'll do all of our picking Thursday.
Right.
But a lot of good games coming up this weekend. Also want to go and we'll look at Ole Miss stats versus Alabama as well as LSU versus Auburn.
Yeah.
Kind of go through this. And at 5 o'clock, Preaching Alabama, my brother, Adam Spiegel, and his wife, Janice, will be in studio. And, folks, hold on to your hat for this one. So.
And that's the name of the show?
Yeah. The name of the show is Preaching Alabama. It was originally called The Spiegel Life.
Okay, that's what
and
I remember.
We thought that would end up changing, you know, and Preaching Alabama, the Southern thing with Duck Dynasty and all.
Right, so right.
The name Preaching Alabama a week from tonight.
I look forward to that. I'm going to have some fun with that.
Hey, that should be a blast.
Now, are you on some of this, or are we allowed to say that? Or
I have no idea. I was in areas they were filming, but,
right.
You know, what's cut and what's put in.
Yeah.
I know I'm not talking in any of them.
You're not? So. I can't believe they do that to you.
Hey, you can't keep a good man down
there
here on the radio.
That's so. Exactly. Yeah. You like Paul Feinbaum. You don't have a face for TV. Yours is for radio.
That's it. That's it. That's the name of the game.
Oh, man.
Hey, Ronnie, before we go to break back to college football, I'm going to go over these power rankings, and they're somewhat similar to what my top four teams is, a little different order. This from, I think, the Bleacher Report power rankings. Their top four teams, Oklahoma at number one, Auburn at number two, Florida State at three, Alabama at four.
What's that based on?
I have no idea.
Okay. Just their power ranking.
Yeah. It uses the AP poll, computer poll, SOS, whatever that is.
Okay.
And a CFP score.
Okay.
If you know what that is. My top four teams, now new top four, I got Oklahoma at one, Alabama at two, Oregon at three, and Auburn at four. Florida State out of the top four.
And that's not out of the realm of possibility either.
No.
I mean, I think that's a good pick because I don't think they could beat a top five team
and
the way they're currently playing.
And I have dropped Auburn down. I had Auburn at two, but
yeah,
based on their last week's play.
Right. But, again, you got to look at who these guys are playing, you know. And here's the bottom line, Jason. You're not going to get those college guys up for a game more than, I would say, 3-4 times max in a season. I mean, to where they really play at their peak performance. It's just not happened. It's never happened. And it's not just, you know, it's high school. It's college, it's pros as well. If you watch pro football, 1 week, a team, you know, they will look like the best team that's ever been on the face of the earth. And the next week, they look horrible. So I think that's just the trend. I think that's just the way it's always been, really, is if you can get them up to play really, really well at their peak performance 3 or 4 weeks, you're doing good.
Yeah. And you know, they don't want to play Louisiana Tech with the games they've got coming up.
No.
They're not interested.
No, they're going to get excited to play Louisiana Tech when they got LSU the next week.
Yeah, right.
Plus, it was homecoming and everything that goes into, you know, homecoming games.
I hope somebody enjoyed my seats because I watched that one from the Auburn
the confines of your basement.
Yeah.
Did you give your tickets? Did anybody take your ticket?
Couldn't even give them away.
Couldn't give them away.
I did actually have a lady call to buy tickets, told her I would give them.
Give them to her.
Was a little late, and she had already bought the tickets.
So. Oh, man. That's a downer.
All right, folks. 4:19, going to a break. When we come back, we'll do a moolah clue early in the day.
Oh, because we get tied up after
That's
5.
Right. Stay with us. We'll be right back. 95.5, Coleman.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 bum. Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
Start the day off with an extra pick-me-up.
That is the OJs.
Money, money, money.
The sound of money. Moolah brought to you by People's Bank of Alabama, and also a sponsor of Player of the Week, as we said earlier.
That's it.
Thank those folks for sponsoring this segment of the show. Last week, it was solved, and it
finally
was at
solved.
Alvin's Island. And it was guess after guess after guess.
That's
all
right.
Around it.
All around it.
This week, it's also mentally hidden, so don't go out hunting. You wouldn't even be in the right part of the state if you did.
No, you wouldn't.
So that's one clue. It's not in Coleman.
It's not in Coleman. There you go.
Okay. I'm gonna get
is
you
that
in,
clue number one?
Yeah. I'm going to get you in the general area of Moolah. Moolah this week worth $50 again.
$50. Hey, you get one guest per,
one
you know,
guest,
per day.
Yep, per show. So if you call and want to take a stab at it now, go ahead.
Go right.
Okay. If you are hunting Moolah, you might want to take a pocket full of money. So, if you're hunting Moolah, you might want to take a pocket full of money with you to hunt Moolah.
Literally.
Literally, yes.
Yeah, that's not just a mental thing there. You better take it with you.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll have another clue coming up later in the show. Ronnie, let's talk about, give an outlook for this weekend's games. Of course, everybody knows Alabama, Ole Miss, we talked about earlier, Auburn, LSU, Florida going to Tennessee. That should be an interesting game for
yeah.
Will Muschamp.
Oh, you talk about a absolute, no doubt, must win Muschamp.
Yeah.
That's it. And, hey, they could go down against Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. I think Tennessee gets
Tennessee's smart. Well improved.
Yeah. I think Tennessee's a winner.
You know, and I thought about that same thing the other day. Right now, I couldn't go against Tennessee. I think they're
Tennessee
a much better team.
At this point, I think is actually a 1 or 1.5 point favorite. So
I can see
who
that.
Who would have thought that before the season
no,
started?
No, me either.
Texas A&M at Mississippi State. That's going to
be
another
good
interesting
one.
Game. Another 1.5 point spread on that one.
Yep.
And
who's picked to win that?
Mississippi State. It opened up as a pick'em game and
yeah.
now has moved 1.5 Mississippi State, which tells you the money, original money, went on Mississippi State.
Mm. I don't know about that.
Here's a snoozer, Vandy at Georgia.
Yeah.
And the old ball coach will be playing at Kentucky.
Well, maybe he can get a W here in the SEC. Hey, and that's the I picked them to win the East, and I can tell you right now.
Now you're worried about them beating Kentucky.
Exactly. Before the season ever before the SEC season ever gets started good, they're already out. They have no chance to win the East.
No, none at all.
And
we'll talk with Best Bets later in the week, but already talk on the radio that South Carolina, Kentucky could be the play of the year with the way the line is set.
Oh.
The line is 5, 5.5, bouncing back and forth. South Carolina, a 5, 5.5 point favorite. So
goodness,
how strong do you believe? Even the words were mortgage your house on South Carolina this weekend, because they think Steve Spurrier is going to come back and we'll put it on Kentucky this weekend.
Well, who knows? They have had 2 weeks of misery. You know, when Spurrier says in his press conference, "I'm the coach. These are embarrassing kids, and I'm the coach of this embarrassing team." That guy let you know how he feels.
He always does a colorful.
Oh, he's hilarious. But you know the thing about Spurrier? You know, years ago when he was in Florida, people hated him.
Oh, yeah.
He was so arrogant, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And now, many years later, everybody loves him. He's not any different, I don't think.
No.
People just love him now.
Yeah, but he's coaching a different ball.
That's right. So. And he's not beating people like he was when he's at Florida either.
Hey, kind of off the football subject, but then again, on the football subject, did you happen to catch the segment, I think it was on the SEC Network or ESPN, maybe ESPN. The coaches' wives of the SEC or wives of the SEC coaches or
was
something.
Was this a reality?
No, it was a little segment of how the different coaches' wives, what they did during the game and
I didn't
practices.
That.
A wide variety.
What they do, most of them probably sits and counts their money.
Yeah.
That's what most of them
Nick Saban's wife, that's all she
you
doing
better
is
be.
Counting money.
So. Yeah, her fingers are probably down to the bone now, her thumbs.
The surpriser for me, and people that know this lady, probably not surprised, and she's had a somewhat questionable run already as the Auburn first lady.
Yeah.
Christy Malzahn.
I've seen some of her her comments in the
she
past.
She actually sits in a room by herself to watch the game, which is probably a good place for her.
Do they have a nurse there with her that's medicating?
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Alabama.
Speaking of the devil.
Old number 22. Old 22.
22.
Eddie, welcome to the show.
Now, can I sit with Arkansas's coach's wife in a private room?
I'm about to order attorney down on that one, Eddie.
Yeah. I might want to take Alabama's offensive coordinator's wife. You know, if they both want to sit with me, we'd probably be okay.
Oh.
Hey, Eddie, did you see how the Arkansas first lady, how they met?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
That's right. That's her exact words.
<You know. laughs> He was giving her some tips on the blackjack table.
Yep.
What are you talking about?
Hey, that boy, he's just an old pig farmer at heart.
And he's going to be giving her lots of tips the rest of his life. cash.
Absolutely. Hey, Eddie, did you get to see any of that Arkansas Texas A&M game?
I watched all of it. I didn't watch the Auburn game.
I didn't.
Jason's on panic mode, but
I'm still on panic mode.
I tell you, Brian, I'm worried about him. You got to calm him down a little bit. Didn't we barely beat them and came back one night?
Yes, yes.
Well, he's got to settle.
Yes, Eddie, is that not true? What we were talking about a minute ago, and you as a former college player, if as a coach, from a coach's standpoint, if you can get your players to play at their peak performance for maybe 3 or 4 games out of the season, you're doing good.
Absolutely, and there's no way they could have gotten up for that game. The problem with Auburn has they haven't replaced Mason yet, and so that's put so much emphasis on Marshall. He's trying to do too much, and they don't have that. And Mason was a special kid at Auburn.
Oh yeah,
that's what nobody's talking about.
Sure,
he was special, and you couldn't key on Marshall because you better keep your eye on Mason, or you're burnt straight up the middle on it.
Yep.
Yep. And so that was it. But I think Jason's a little overreacting now.
He's worried.
I may be. The part that worries me, though, Eddie, is, we can improve on the passing game. We can improve the running game. There is no excuse for the play of Auburn's offensive line. I mean, there is nothing there. Sometimes we're getting hit by Louisiana Tech 2 yards deep in the backfield.
Well, that is true. And I don't know. I think y'all have become one-dimensional because Nick can't throw the ball, as we all know, and that doesn't help you.
Right.
and not having that other real big-time playmaker does not help. But I think you'll be fine, and they'll figure it out.
Some people may pass out, and you know my feelings on this. It's the same as last year. Let's put Jeremy Johnson in the game and see what happens. Give him he started two games, and he's like probably 80% completion ratio. Yeah, he can't run the ball like Marshall, but he can throw the ball.
And I don't know what you guys think, but I think this quarterback change at LSU is going to give Auburn a little bit more trouble than they thought in the beginning as well.
I agree. I think that's a good move.
Yeah, I think it's a good move as well, and this kid's played well, so that just might make Jason a little more nervous. You know, because one thing about it, if that offensive line is getting beat by La Tech, there's somebody else coming this week.
That's right. But when it's all said and done, Eddie, do you really think LSU can beat Auburn at Auburn?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
I have to agree with you, Eddie.
I do. You know, and I don't mean that as a homer Bama guy.
No, I got you.
I mean it being sincere. I think that from a physical standpoint, if LSU plays their game, they can play with Auburn. Yeah.
See, I'm an Auburn fan that is realistic. I'm not one of these that's Auburn's gonna run the table every year, like some Bama fans are too.
That's sitting across the table.
Sitting across the table, but
that still can be done.
Oh, it can be. Auburn can run the table. I just don't think the odds of either one of them doing it are great.
It's difficult.
Well, I was watching Feinbaum today, and I was looking at the schedule, and I was kind of thinking about you two when you guys were talking about the week schedules. I guess we didn't think about Mississippi State at that time, or, you know, Jason was thinking about Ole Miss, but even Arkansas. Jason, you better be glad y'all hit them first week.
Oh, I am.
And go back to what Ronnie originally asked me. That game was unbelievable. I just can't believe Arkansas couldn't close that.
Oh, well, me either. I was just sitting there. I was grinning and just carrying on the whole time because, you know, I picked Arkansas, and I said Arkansas would win six games this year, and they would get to a bowl game. That put them at 4-1. And I mean, with 2 minutes to go, they just implode.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that's the problem with Tennessee, but I do agree with at least what I think Jason and I said. Ronnie, I think you feel the same way. I think Tennessee will close this week against Florida.
I agree.
They seem to be playing much better. I'm being a homer here. I don't think Ole Miss is going to be able to play with Alabama.
I don't either. The hype, Eddie, is unbelievable, and this is still a regular season football. It's not the national championship. Now, it may be for Ole Miss, but come on. I mean, I understand they hadn't been 4-0 since the 1970s, but I think everything that's going on over this week, I don't know if those kids would be so tight, so keyed up till, you know, they may make stupid mistakes that they normally wouldn't make, but I'm like you. I don't think they can win the game. I think Bama's easy. I think Bama wins by at least 10.
I think it's going to be pretty easy, and Jason has to disagree, but I mean, I could be wrong on it, but I just don't think I am. I remember Bo Wallace saying last year he had better receivers than Mike Evans at A&M, coming into that game.
Right.
We saw what happened there.
You know, Eddie, everybody is high on Blake Sims, and he has 1,091 yards passing. Bo Wallace, 1,271. Sims has passed for 8 touchdowns. Bo Wallace, 11 touchdowns. So, scoring offense, Alabama averaging 42, Ole Miss 39. Scoring defense, Ole Miss 8.5, Alabama 14. So,
and you want to know something else to add on that, Jason? I think, with the exception of possibly West Virginia, neither team's played anybody.
Right. I agree 100%.
That's right.
We laughed about the West Virginia, kind of like the Auburn fans took that Kansas State loss so bad, but that's where we are.
Hey, Eddie, the music is playing, so the boss man has got to pay bills. So.
That's right. Well, you guys have a good
one. Hey, thanks for calling, Eddie.
Thank you, Eddie.
All
right, man.
You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman. We'll be right back with more football talk.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors, Highway 278 East, Coleman. The Little Shop with the Big Scissors on the Roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors. It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live. Just talking a little bit about the Alabama and Ole Miss game, Ronnie. And
yeah,
the line at 5, 5.5. A lot of people leaning Alabama's way, but apparently it's only in our area because the line not moving a lot. Sometimes you'll see that original line come out and it'll jump a point or so to one team or another, like it did Mississippi State, Texas A&M opened up as a pick'em. Now Mississippi State is a 1, 1.5 point favorite. But on the other side of the state, Auburn LSU, another line that has moved. Auburn originally opened up at a 9, 9.5 point favorite. That line has now dropped to about 8, and you can buy a point, get it down to 7. So, which tells you the money is going on LSU.
Right. And you know, for entertainment purposes only, Auburn winning by 8 or 9 is pretty big. That's a pretty big spread right there.
That's a spread in that game.
You know, somebody's just playing for,
any given year,
for entertainment purposes only.
Right.
You may want to jump on that because I don't see that happening. But, of course, don't go by what I say. But I don't see Auburn winning by 8 or 9 points.
If you look at these guys on paper, Auburn, LSU, pretty close. Auburn scoring offense, 42.3. LSU, 41.4. Scoring defense, Auburn, 16.3. LSU, 13. Passing offense, Auburn, 219. LSU, 236. So.
Yeah. And we all know all those stats are skewed because you have not played great competition so far.
Oh, there's no doubt. Nick Marshall has 6 touchdown passes.
Right.
And I promise you, 4 of those were balls that he threw up for grabs. That
and athletically, the receiver was better than.
He made a great play
to
catch the ball.
Right. I think, you know, you could look at those stats in about 2 or 3 weeks, and they would start playing out as to really what kind of football team, you know, you have. But right now, they're you know, offensively, they're going to be inflated because they haven't played. You know, defensively, they haven't played people that's very good. I think those things are going to change as the weeks go on.
How about some bowl projections while we're talking about what will happen at the end of the year? This also from the Bleacher Report. How about Alabama versus Oregon, first game of the playoffs, semifinals, Alabama versus Oregon, the way they see it?
I'd like to see that. I don't think it would look like the Sugar Bowl
did. This is from Saturdays Down South. I'm sorry.
Okay. It won't look like the Sugar Bowl last year.
The Peach Bowl this is just SEC team, so apparently they think Alabama the only SEC team
right.
to get in.
Right.
Peach Bowl, Georgia, Baylor, Cotton Bowl, Auburn versus Michigan State, Citrus, Texas A&M versus Ohio State, Outback, Mississippi State, Wisconsin, Music City, North Carolina State versus Ole Miss, and the list goes on and on.
Know.
Of course, that's just a guess after 5 weeks, but they're saying 11 teams from the SEC will go bowling this year. So,
well, I can see that.
On the outside looking in,
yeah.
Arkansas, Kentucky, and Vanderbilt.
Yeah, and the reason Arkansas is on the outside looking in is because they didn't beat Texas A&M to go 4-1.
Right.
If they were 4-1 right now, they'd have two more wins and get bowl eligible, which is why I said they would win six games and get to a bowl game. And now I'm going to have to stick with it, but, boy, you look at their schedule and you try to find three more wins.
Yeah, it's not going to be good for the Hogs.
No, it's not. And they're good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
they're
much
good.
Better team than I thought they would
yeah.
be. So.
I mean, they can flat run the football.
And actually, I didn't think they were that strong even after the Auburn game. But like Eddie mentioned, caught
yeah.
them first game.
Yeah, right.
Jeremy Johnson got the offense started the first half,
yeah.
going 12 of 16,
yeah.
I think.
But now, that game, at halftime, it was 21 all.
Right.
So.
And ended up, what, 45-21?
Yeah, something like that. But I wouldn't
want
to. Of
course, Nick Marshall got the praise for that because
sure.
he came in.
Yeah, because he was suspended
for
a half.
Yeah, he came in, so the defense played better.
Yeah.
Now, how
right.
much sense does that make?
Yeah, exactly.
We held them scoreless the second half.
Exactly. Hey, let's go over, Jason, let's go over last week's games, college football games. Just if folks don't know who happened to have won some of them, we will tell you. Texas A&M and Arkansas, we know Texas A&M won that. Auburn beat Louisiana Tech. Georgia was a winner. I don't even remember who Georgia played now.
Who Georgia played?
Yeah, who did they play?
Tennessee.
Like? Tennessee, that's right. That was a good game.
Georgia
I
came back
it.
To win that one.
That's right. Kentucky beat Vandy. LSU defeated New Mexico State. South Carolina got beat by Missouri. Both of us picked South Carolina. Ole Miss won, beat Memphis. Did not look good at all for the most part. Those were the winners. Around the SEC this week, Jason went 6-1. I went 5-2, and overall, Jason is 23-3, and I'm 22-4.
Hey, that's
pretty
win
close.
In Vegas.
That win in Vegas
for entertainment purposes
only. Yeah, you got it.
You know, Ronnie, I love Eddie Gwynn, but this little rascal is every time Ole Miss plays a game. And if they're not looking good, he'll send me a text or a Facebook message and ask me, do you still think Ole Miss will beat Alabama, or what do you think about Ole Miss? And hey, it's coming this Saturday. The talk will be over, and we will see what Ole Miss really is.
That's right.
He just sends me another text. If Bama beats Ole Miss, Arkansas scares him to death, he says. So.
He's going to be hard to live with if Bama, you know, if they throw down on Ole Miss pretty hard.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to be hard to live with if Ole Miss upsets Alabama.
Yes, you are. I can agree with that. Hey, talking about college football, Jason, and one of the games that are teams we don't ever really talk about around here, even though it's close, is UNA. They played Valdosta State this past weekend. Did you happen to see the score? Did you happen to see any highlight
of
that?
I didn't see anything on it.
We went over and visited Wesley, and, of course, he and some of his buddies went to the game. I kind of wish I had them now. But they kicked a 54-yard field goal to defeat Valdosta State 31-29.
Wow.
54-yarder at the end of the game.
We need him at Auburn.
To beat Valdosta State. And I thought that reminded me of Van Tiffin in 1985 kicking about a 51 or 52-yarder to beat Auburn.
How did I know that story was going to lead to the Van Tiffin story?
And if I'd had time, I'd have had Jay to pull that up and played that little clip of Van Tiffin kicking the field goal. But that's what crossed my mind when the kid from UNA kicked the field goal.
Hey, Ronnie, remind everybody again, our player of the week, for those that might have missed it, McClure. I know he's like Jared McClure
from Good Hope High School. He is our People's Bank Player of the Week. He carried the ball 16 times for 194 yards, and he also scored the winning touchdown with 2 minutes and 45 seconds remaining in the game as they defeated Curry High School, which is over in Walker County.
Games coming up this weekend. I'm not sure where Friday Night Live is going to be.
We'll find that information
and pass that along.
Sure.
But there'll be some good high school games coming up. And
right. We'll do our picks on Thursday for the high school and the college teams, who we think is going to win.
Hey, that's a weekend in heaven. Good high school football on Friday night. Get up Saturday morning, get the grill going.
Man, and just sit in a recliner all day long.
But I will be supporting the Auburn Tigers
You're going to be there.
We will be there.
I should have known. You're not going to miss that.
No, these tickets won't be given away.
What time they play?
That will be a 6
that's
p.m.
A night
kickoff.
Game.
Alabama will be the 2:30 game.
So what time are you going down? Do you know?
We'll probably get down. Emma's going to be with us, so we won't spend all day there. So we'll probably get there 3 or 4 hours before.
Just you, Kathy, and Emma? Is that all?
Yeah, Brittany's going to make the trip with us, too.
Oh, is she?
We'll
okay.
All Auburn.
Oh, my goodness. Man, I wish I could ride with you.
Get this. The face value of that ticket, face value now, $95 regular price for an SEC game now.
Any SEC game?
Not any game, just the
marquee
game.
Marquee, $95.
Right. $95.
To get you in.
Right.
And you couldn't give them away last week.
Louisiana Tech game, face value $40 or $45.
You struck out giving them away.
I even offered to buy the people a hot dog if they would go.
Well, what about that? They still wouldn't buy it on that.
And free parking. I've got a parking pass.
Well, that's got to be worth $20 every time you go.
Yeah, that's actually a $50 parking pass. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
You up there with the big dogs then.
No, it's just expensive at Auburn. If you don't want to park over in the cow pastures and stuff, it's expensive.
I got you. Wow.
We'll remind everybody, coming up in about 10 minutes, Preaching Alabama. My brother Alan Spiegel, his wife Janice, will be in with us.
Be joining us.
Ronnie, you've never met Janice.
No, I have not.
You're in for a treat.
I am looking forward to it.
And we'll explain how the show Preaching Alabama came about, get them to tell us a little bit about it. And then before they get away, we'll be picking some games.
Let her pick some games.
Those of you that play the Vegas Lions, you're going to want to listen at 5 o'clock because I'm going to get some insight, huh? Janice is going to have a pick. She's going to have the lock of the week for
That's
us,
right. So. That's exactly right. So, I'm sure we're about to go to break. Are you going to do good, bad, and ugly?
Yeah, we'll do good, bad, and ugly as soon as we come back from break. And then right after that, we'll bring Alan and Janice on with us. So.
Sounds good.
All right, Jay, if you'll take us to a break about a minute early, we'll be right back with the good, bad, and the ugly, and then welcome Alan and Janice to the show. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
We're the all-new Live 95. WRKM-LP Coleman.
.453, and that music means it's time once again for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's it. This week we can't be with Alabama because they're not playing.
Yeah, but I'm sure you can come up with something.
Oh, no. It's just, yeah, it's all you, baby.
Okay. As for the Auburn Tigers, the good, about all I can say is they won. So they got a win, and it was homecoming.
Oh, you're cruel.
Yeah. The bad, there's so many places I could go with this one. I'm going to once again say Nick Marshall and the Auburn. No, I'm going to save that one. Nick Marshall and the rushing game. The ugly, no doubt about it, the Auburn offensive line, I don't think they could block the Hansville nursing home. So it's a sad day at Auburn when you can't block the nursing home.
Oh, so, man, that's tough. Boy, you are piling on them.
I'm telling
you. Hard
on
them.
Hey, make me a believer, Gus.
There you go.
Show me against LSU that this team is for real, and I'll be back on the Gus bus.
Gus needs to get them on the bus, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's it. So you don't have any good, bad, or ugly?
No, I didn't play. Yeah, well, Alabama's good. They moved up to number one, didn't play.
That's
so
right.
I'd say don't play anymore.
Yeah.
We declare,
call it quits.
We declare ourselves national champions.
it wouldn't be the first time.
Well, which well deserved. So, in the yes, that's the good coaches poll. They moved up to number one.
Okay, so that wraps up the good, bad, and the ugly. And speaking of the good, my brother and his wife Janice are in the studio with us. And folks, before we talk to them, we want to catch you up to how they actually got in this position. And it all started in Orlando, Florida, Family Feud episode. And their son-in-law, Rod, a answer you will never hear again, I promise you. So, Jay, if you can cue that up, folks, listen to this Family Feud answer.
We'll have to listen close.
Yeah. It's coming, folks. Hold on.
When he breaks into a house. Something a burglar would not want to see when he breaks into a house. Rod.
Naked grandma.
Naked, huh?
I don't want to see that either.
I know you're right, okay? Nobody wants to see a naked grandma, but what are the chances of you breaking in the house and running up into your grandmama naked? Looking for a naked grandmama in the house, outside, in the woods, on the blanket.
Grandma!
That's the occupant person that's there.
All right, and it all started there. Adam and Janice, welcome to the show.
Absolutely, thanks.
Glad to be here, for sure.
Thank you, so good to be here.
Thank you for coming.
And, folks, you may notice Janice, the Yankee accent that she has. And, Janice, I think that has made you even more popular with the TV folks.
I think so. When we went to Family Feud, Steve Harvey just, I'm telling you, he just went crazy over my accent. So I think that has a big part to do with our new TV show, with this accent of mine.
She's definitely not from Boston.
No.
And I prayed before Jason and talked to God about my voice, because I said, you know what, God, you're the one that gave me this weird voice, so it looks like there ought to be a way that I could make some money with.
Yeah, I
was going to
say, we've got some commercials.
So, here we are. Maybe we're going to make some money.
Yeah, I hope so.
Man, who would have ever thought that getting on Family Feud and the name,
right,
the choice of Naked Grandma would end up in a TV reality series.
Now, Ellen, tell us about Family Feud and kind of what led up to Family Feud and how all this came about.
Well, I came home from the office one day, and Janice told me that they had applied to be on Family Feud, and I knew, and been called for an audition. And so I said, "Oh, that's wonderful, that's great." And she said, "I said, well, who's going? Cause I knew it's five people, and there's six of us with our daughters and son-in-laws." And she said herself, Rod, Lori, Jill, and wait a minute, it's Lori, Seth, Rod, and Jill, and herself. And I said, "Well, what about me?" Honest to goodness, Ronnie, she said, Jason's heard me tell this. She said, "Your name never entered my mind."
And the reason, he never tells the reason. He does not play games.
You know what, Ronnie, your name didn't enter it either.
When
I just drove down the street, his did not enter it either.
When we have family game night, he sits on the couch or goes to the bedroom. He don't play games, so you don't.
Because I always win.
No, you don't. You're boring to you, so you don't take somebody that don't play games, right?
To a game show.
Exactly.
It wasn't that you don't, don't appreciate him, don't love him.
But never enter my mind. But it was, it'd be okay if she said,
we thought about it.
I thought about it, but you don't play games. Never enter her mind.
Poor choice of words. I've been known to do that before. Oh, I will never live that
down. I can tell, Alan, you're hurt over
there. And there's never been an apology.
No, never will be.
Never.
Really, if there's any counselors out there, you might want to give us a call.
No, really, and I said later, she said, "Well, I'm sure," she was kind of stunned, when she realized what she'd done. And so I said, you know, well, it's, you know, sorry. She said, no, if one of the kids, I'm sure one of the kids will stay home if you want to go. And I said, no, I really don't want to go. I just want the opportunity to turn it down.
To turn it down, yeah. Yeah.
And so tell folks what you done while they were.
I kept babies.
Oh.
I kept the grandkids.
Oh, man.
He's a good man. Oh. A good man.
Now, how many were you keeping? That's
at that time, it was three.
Yeah, sorry,
wow.
Three.
Little ones. Yeah.
Oh, God bless you.
He's a good man. That's all you can say.
He doesn't like to play game shows.
But you know, while he's babysitting, I'm bringing home the bacon, okay? Hey.
Yeah, but they were so slow on the draw by hitting the buzzer.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. They were like they're in slow motion. So they wait till think of answer and then hit it. So Rod said, "I'm going to hit the buzzer, and no matter what that question is, whatever comes to my mouth is coming
out." Coming out.
And it did. I was actually there for that one. That was unbelievable.
That has to be an all-time classic.
It's been viewed over 5 million times on YouTube.
Has it?
Yeah, we just got word the other day that it was actually on Oprah's own show. She had Steve Harvey, and they played that reel just the other day.
And there's even a level on, is it on the Family Feud game or whatever?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, one of the games you get on your phone, there's a Naked Grandma level that,
really?
That Rod's on, yeah.
We got invited back to a tournament in Atlanta when they moved to Atlanta, and we carried Steve a sign that said, "This house is protected by a naked grandma."
Oh, how could you not get invited back? Right. You know what I mean? Y'all are the most popular families ever been on there.
And then the question right before that was, and I understand all six of us and all five of them, all six of us in the ministry. So the question was, places that people would like to make love other than the bed. There was five answers, right? Six answers. And they got all six without missing one. So, Steve Harvey's like, "I gotta go to this church.
Ministry don't sound too bad either."
Okay, so it all started Family Feud. And so now, fast forward, Janice, I think you received an email. Was the first word you got of this may be happening.
Right. We got an email June of 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
And which I had 400-something unopened email. So it was an act of God that I saw that email. But I thought it was Alan pulling a joke on me somehow because, it said that he was a producer out of New York City and he had seen us on Family Feud and he was interested in talking to us about a possibility of a reality TV show. So I'm like, "Oh, you are pulling a joke on me." He goes, "What?" I said, "I know good and well you sent me this email." So I sent him one back and said, "I am really skeptical of this email. Who are you?" And which he had put some credentials on there also. But Alan got online and started checking him out. So yeah, we said, "Okay, yeah, we'll talk." And just a short time later, he came to Florida and did a film 2 days, mm-hmm. and they put together what they call a sizzle, which is what they actually present to the production companies to sell it. And it was supposed to be a 5-minute sizzle, and he said the smallest he could make it was 11 minutes because it had so much fun stuff in it, he couldn't cut it down enough. So here we are. Oh, you want to tell the Reyes?
No, you can tell it.
We took it to we took it to several production companies, mm-hmm. I think, and as soon as Ryan Seacrest Productions saw it, they said, "What can we do to get it off the market?"
No, that was TLC.
Oh, okay. Well, you better tell the rest of it.
You tried to get it, dude.
You better tell that part.
They took it to five major production companies. Four of the five jumped all over it and wanted it. One said, "We just don't do reality TV," so they backed away. But we decided, with the help of the producer out of New York, to go with Ryan Seacrest Productions. So we signed a deal with them first this year, I guess. January or whatever. And then they took it to TLC. And TLC wanted to know, first people they took it to, what would it take to get off the market. And they said 6 1-hour episodes.
Now, explain what it means by get it off the market.
So no other network could touch it.
Okay.
No, they wanted exclusive rights to it. And so we decided to go with them. And when Seacrest brass was talking to me about it, talking to us about it, they said, "You got 6 1-hour episodes," and that didn't mean any more to me than anything. I don't know anything about this stuff.
Sure.
And they said, "No, it's huge, because most of the time you get 1 or 2 30-minute pilots. You guys got 6 1-hour episodes for the first season. You're going straight to season." And so that was...
It's remarkable.
Yeah, it is.
That was
it
a
is.
Happy day.
Yeah.
Happy day.
Yeah. So... So wow. We have filmed the first season, and it begins next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, and you October said it's at 9 o'clock our time.
Right. Yep, on TLC.
Okay, TLC.
And I think commercials are starting to run.
Tonight during 19 Kids
you
in
have
County.
The DVR
set. We have it set. Yeah.
Actually, we headed to the radio station, and we got a little ways from home, and we forgot to set it. Had to go back.
Yeah. So we're all going to gather at our house next Tuesday night, just our family, because, you know, we talked about having a big hoopla party thing, and I am so nervous, y'all, and I'm so scared. If it's a big group, it'll be so noisy that we'll miss something,
right.
And I don't want to miss anything. So it's just going to be.
But you do have a DVR.
Yes, we are going. We are going to DVR it, of course. But
so we're going to actually see the first episode when everybody else does.
So you haven't seen any?
No, we saw a 2-minute clip that was released in a press release last week, just like everybody else.
Really?
Did. So we'll see the first episode when everyone else does.
That don't sound fair, does it?
You would think you would know. You would have already seen it.
I'm a nervous wreck.
That's never the case.
No.
They sent me a text with a link on it and had a lot of stuff going on that afternoon, so I get to the house. In fact, we were doing a radio program that afternoon. I get to the house, I hit the link, and it says video has been removed. And so, can't watch it. I think TLC had removed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because somebody had pirated it and got it on YouTube ahead of them. And so they pulled it down. And then it was a couple of days, I guess.
Yeah, a couple of days later.
Before I sent you the other link. So,
tell us about a typical day in the life of a reality TV show. I mean, is it basically fun and games or...
Is not what it's cracked up to be. Long hours.
Hard work. It really is a lot of work. And, you know, it was a lot of work for us, but for the production crew, I mean, you get a whole new respect for TV.
I mean, one of those cameras weigh right at 50 pounds. And those guys carry those 8 to 12 hours a day. They're filming us.
I mean, we did have some breaks in there.
They were
busy the whole time. Even when they weren't filming us, they were filming B-roll, you know, of the areas and different things like that. So they were on the go the whole time. The good thing about it was we became so close to them. We just, all of our relationships, we just bonded so special, which they say that don't happen a lot, you know, but we had a really, really good team, all the way from the showrunner to the sound to the PAs and everything. I mean, it was so good. It was such a good experience, but there were some long, long days and early mornings. So, you know, we would go to bed so exhausted and know tomorrow we've got to do it again.
Yes. Yeah. About how many people were there in that crew?
The smallest was 15, I think as much as 25.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you get, you know, at first you're so conscious of the cameras, not that you sit and stare at them, but you know they're there. After a while, you forget they're there. Even the little grandkids. After 2 or 3 days, they were like the cameras weren't even there anymore. And it's weird, wasn't it, Janice, afterwards that you catch yourself wondering where the camera is. I mean, during this 6 weeks, 6 days a week, 6 weeks, there'd be mornings I'd wake up, and my first thought was, where's the camera?
Sure. Yeah.
And, you know, we were wearing the microphones under our clothes, on our chest, so if I wanted to say something to one of the kids or Alan, whatever, I'd put my hand over the mic, which they probably still could pick it up. But afterward, we found ourselves, you know, grabbing our chest, trying to mute ourselves. And as we go to the bathroom, we'd say, okay, bathroom break, because who wants to listen to somebody pee?
Yeah,
right?
Janice said, I want to be sure y'all turn it off when I go to the bathroom. And the sound guy said, believe me, we don't want to hear it as much as you don't want us to hear it.
So this just goes on all day?
Yeah, all day. Six days a week for 6 weeks.
Yeah, 12 hours a day.
Yeah. And, you know, it might not have been, there would be one day that Alan and I might film 3 hours, and they might be with the kids the rest of the day. Or, you know, it didn't mean that all six of us were filming all day long, all those days. It was depending on what shots they were needing. And, you know, we would film all week, and then the last 2 or 3 days of the week, we would have, you know, one-on-one interviews. So those days were really a little bit more flexible, but depending on who
the interview. You know, and the thing is, with our program, it's not scripted. So
that was going to be the next question I was going to ask.
Yeah,
it's your life.
Yeah, they would say, what's your schedule for this week? And then we would say, whatever, and then they would film whatever we're doing. And there's drama. Believe me, Jason knows.
Oh, yeah.
There's some drama.
Wow.
So, a lot of funny stuff, a lot of drama.
So they filmed wherever you were, whether it was home, church, on the road, yeah. I mean,
restaurant,
parking lot eating yeah. or yeah. anything.
All over Madison. We were all over yeah. that area filming. So, yeah. And, you know, that's one of the things we're so excited about as far as drama, the drama part, that we're hoping that it's going to come, you know, America's going to see what probably most families are like, hopefully, you know, we do have drama. We do have issues with one another. We do get angry and we, you know, yeah. we, but.
Not me.
No, I never would get mad.
But you know what? We work it out. We love each other. And at the end of the day, we're still family. We love each other and we don't assault each other with negative words, you know. Yeah. And
valuable lessons that can be,
yes,
that we all can use.
That's why we're hoping that it comes yeah. across. And, you know, of course, the main point of our whole show is that God loves people. You know, He is a good God and He loves people, and we feel like the production crew really captured that, you know, essence of who we are, and that's the message that we carry.
We had great three great producers and who produced things like Amazing Race, Extreme Home Makeover.
Wow.
Sweetie Pie.
A lot of real popular shows, they produced those. And so we were really fortunate and blessed to have those people.
Yeah, these folks are not rookies, are
they? Right, no, by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
They, you know, Seacrest production went all out and to get the right crew around us that fit who we are.
Right. Was there ever any issues with you know, mentioning God and Jesus and anything like that, you know,
not
that seems
at
to
all.
Be. Yeah, well, that's
not
great
at all.
Because, you know, right. sometimes those things, they don't want them on TV,
right.
you know, in a lot of cases.
They were in every church service we did for 6 weeks, whether it was a special ladies meeting or, you know, the Sunday morning services.
Marriage workshop we did.
Right. And, no, they loved our message, and that was their goal, is to get your message in, you know, into the hands of America. And because it's a non-condemning message, you know, we don't preach topics, we don't preach issues,
right.
we just preach the love of God and how
right.
good God is, and we all have issues and we all have topics, and so God yeah. can handle all of that.
Yeah, everybody's got their own stuff.
That's
don't
right.
they?
Yeah. That's right.
That's true.
Hey, folks, if you want to call in and maybe ask a question of Alan or Janice, either one, the number 256-737-9951. If you're one of the folks who may have grew up with them, hadn't talked to them in years, here's your chance before they go national next week. So it'll be a week from tonight. Okay, Anna and Janice, I know you've heard lots of good things from family, friends, well-wishers. What about the negative side? There's going to be a negative side. You're aware of it. Have you heard any negatives as far as from maybe other churches or people, any negatives at all so far?
Well, of course there's negatives, and I'm on purpose, I'm not reading the negative. I'm not, you know, I'm ready at any given moment to shut my Facebook page down if I need to, because I'm not going to let my heart go there. I know there's going to be people that don't like us, but I have to keep reminding myself, for everyone that don't like us, I'm believing there's going to be a lot right. more that do.
Anybody on TV has got a target on their back.
Exactly, so. And especially what we're doing, being in the ministry, I mean, it's, you know, we've already been having comments that were, you're just doing that for money, you're just doing it for fame. Well, of course we want money. But the bottom line is, this is such a avenue for us to be able to tell people that God loves them. And that, you know, that was dropped in our lap. We did not pursue this thing.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, it's not something you went hunting for.
No.
It found you.
Right. So, yeah. you know, we're all going to be real cautious with what we do read and what we do listen to. We don't want to subject ourselves to that stuff, but we're realistic and we know it's going to be out there.
And we've had some already, you know,
right.
on some of the social media sites and different things, but you know, we really weighed the cost in the beginning, at least we think we did.
Right.
You know, giving up our privacy and giving up you know, that part and to the criticism that we're going to have, and so, but we think it's worth it because of what we're wanting to get into the hands of people.
Exactly. Now, take us back, the folks that may not know, you were in Florida, and you had a church in Florida.
Yeah.
You left Florida, moved to Madison.
Yeah, we had we had moved to Florida in 1993. Janice and I took a church there in 1993, and we had felt, Janice and I had felt a shift in our hearts about the pastoral ministry. We had pastored for 31 years total, and we were actually training our oldest daughter and her husband, Jill and Rod, to take the church over. And so we had turned over the day-to-day responsibilities to them, and it just didn't fit what they wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
And so we decided, as a family, to make it, you know, come back to Alabama, and kids would start a church in Madison, and they did, Movement Church, first of June, and we would be in a supportive role, and we would travel. We've got a ministry organization, and so we moved back after being there almost 21 years. And it was a big move because we had, you know, we had properties paid for, and we left there, and we're coming. We don't have a pack of crayons.
Yeah.
And so, so it was a big move, but it was a move that the family as a whole made the decision because our daughters and their husbands worked with us full time there. And so, we made that decision to leave. Then it was 3 or 4 days later that Janice got the email that about from the production company out of New York. So
yeah,
and then as we said earlier, the rest is history. So
what's strange about that too was he actually saw us on Family Feud 2 or 3 months before he sent us the email. He had made himself sent himself a message and said, check this family out, and he just kept, you know, procrastinating, whatever.
Sure.
And I mean, I know it was God's timing. I'm just so thankful that we had made the decision to leave Florida before we got the offer from him to do this. That had no influence whatsoever in us moving. So that was
and
good.
It's good to be back in Alabama. And
matter of
fact, Ronnie, War Eagle.
Oh.
You're in the room with 3 Auburn fans.
Oh,
right now,
he does that to me every time, every chance he gets. You know, he leaves me out there as a lone Roll Tider.
And people that listen to our show, when we do the Out in Left Field, you know, most stories in our segment Out in Left Field come from the state of Florida.
They do.
So people, that might give you an idea of preaching Alabama coming up.
But we loved where we were at. We loved what we did.
Great.
There's great people down there, and we miss them still. We miss them today, but we're so happy to be back.
Right.
This
now,
is our
and you were down there for 30?
No, we've been there almost 21 years.
21 years.
Yeah, we pastored 31 total, but almost 21 years in Florida.
Wow. You make some, you know, you make some dear friends.
Oh, yeah.
You know, over
my
that.
Family.
That you, yeah,
yes.
Well, you can, they are because
right.
Your kids grow up with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
That's tough to give up.
And our youngest, she don't remember not being in Florida.
Right.
She was just a kid, little kid when we went down there.
Now, how are they? I mean, the rest of your kids, are they... They like it here,
oh,
or they well adjusted, or they want to go back to Florida.
No.
They love it. Yeah. You know, we had a transition. This whole past year has been a big transition for our whole family.
Right.
And there was a grieving process for it that we all 6 had to go through. And even our grandchildren, you know, the oldest granddaughter, she did. But, you know, we made it through. I think we're on the other side of that now, and hopefully that's all behind us. We still see some of them occasionally from Florida, and it's like family, you know.
Exactly.
We're seeing family again.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, 5:17, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. And before they get away today, we're going to get Janice to give us this week's lock on football games.
She's going to make some picks for it. Yeah.
So hey,
put the money on the line.
Get your money out.
That's it. Get to the bank quick.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
All right, 520. Again, with us today, Alan and Janice Spiegel, their family embarking on a reality TV show beginning next Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Central Time on TLC. And we talked about Family Feud and the start there, and Alan referenced the question that also made them nationally known. So, Jay, if you'll play that clip for us now.
All right, everybody, we got top six answers on the board. Besides the bed, name some place people like to make love. Janice?
The car.
Car?
Oh, yeah. Well,
you got it. All right, now. In the car.
They're going to play.
Oh, Lord. And I know how happy I am right now. Rod, besides the bed, name someplace people like to make love.
On the couch!
You heard him, didn't you? You heard that, didn't you? Okay. On the couch! Jill, you're married to Rod.
I am, 14 years.
Ain't nothing quiet at y'all's
house. Ain't nothing quiet at our house.
Well, Jill, this is going to be fun. Besides the bed, name someplace people like to make love.
I'm going
to
say in the shower.
In the shower.
Yeah, baby.
Rod, big dog.
Woo!
Big dog.
Let the big dog eat.
Yeah. Right after you belly up. In the shower. Lori, you're pregnant. Besides the bed.
The kitchen table.
Wow.
Hungry.
I gotta go to this church. All right. The pregnant lady says the kitchen table's where it jumps off. Chef?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Cookie man. Yeah, got them cookies in your ears.
Can't on the floor.
Yeah. On the floor. One answer left, Spiegel family pastors. You don't even have a strike.
How about outside?
How about
outside?
More specific.
On a blanket, outside.
Oh, you can see what Steve's doing right here. He's throwing a blanket down on the ground.
What do you mean by outside?
Okay. In the park.
Woo! My girl right here ain't playing with you. Outside on the blanket in the park.
You want again?
Yeah.
Every time she hears that clip, watches that, she still gets just excited about that.
I don't know. I can't believe we got them all.
You went through a lot to get that.
We sure did. Oh, dear.
Not a single strike.
No, that tells you something about the Spiegel family.
Hey, tell me about that. What is that old song? Give me that old time religion.
Well, God did say to replenish the earth.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, he did.
You know, there's some folks sitting around Coleman right now shaking their heads.
Oh, yeah. And they'll probably be more than shaking when they see us. Okay, yeah. You heard Steve reference to one of our son-in-laws as Cookie Man. That's our youngest daughter, Lori's husband, Seth, and he has gauged ears.
That means he's got big holes in his ears.
They have purple tattoos. You know, they do have some piercings. They don't have any piercings in at the time.
At the time.
And, well, they don't now either. But anyway, they... Oh, yeah, I guess they do. Anyway, they're not your normal ministers. They were our children, our youth pastors in Florida, and they grew our youth group from about 30 kids to over like 150 kids.
Yeah.
And
in 4 years.
It was amazing the teens that they pulled in, teens that most people wouldn't have anything to do with. And so, you know, we are different. Y'all going to say we are different.
Yeah. But Jason often just shakes his head at us.
But in general, maybe not to the degree y'all've gone, but in general, you know, church itself is changing.
Oh, yeah.
It has to, with society. I'm not saying you forget about your principles and what you believe in, but you have to do things different to get people in the door.
Yeah,
they won't come.
The message stays the same, but your method's got to change.
Absolutely.
Right.
One of the things I heard a long time ago, and I think it's so true, every generation has a right to hear the gospel in a language they can understand.
Right.
And every generation thinks what they like and prefer is what God ordained. And if we that are getting some miles on us do not adapt to reach these young people, they're gone.
Yes. They're not going to
come. No, that's right.
You know, I mean, even something as simple as many churches now don't use hymnals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all up on the screens and you know, when that first happens, boy, churches, I mean, they just have a difficult time with something as something to the degree of, okay, you're not holding a book, you're reading it off a screen, you know. I mean,
it was good enough for Grandpa, it's good enough
that's
for
right.
me, and it's good enough for my kids.
That's right.
Well, we were very unconventional in Florida.
Right.
We did theme series like a Super Bowl series where we put AstroTurf down the middle aisle. We painted our walls.
AstroTurf green.
And put markers on them. And we had a field goal on the stage. And we did several theme series like that. So we're kind of out of the box. You know, a little bit strange. But whatever it takes to reach people, you know.
That's the bottom line.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and like I remember one time Seth and Laura, they're pastoring our youth. And one night, was it they baptized 40 kids? Something like 40 kids in one night.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're going to get, you know, you hate to say it, but you're going to get criticized by other churches because of you've got going on. I mean, you know, you hate to say it, but it's true.
We've kind of got hard shelled to that.
Yeah.
We dealt with that a lot.
Sure. I agree. But
speaking
that's
of
great.
The gauge deer, that in a story that you told me about Seth and talking to him about maybe later on in life, you know, when he becomes a grandpa, he may not want those holes in his ear. Tell folks about that discussion.
Yeah, we were about to have a staff meeting one day. This one was still in Florida. And my Seth and myself and my personal assistant was there. Everybody else is getting there. So I said something about his ears, you know. And, I mean, they're, what, inch and a half, whatever?
Oh, yeah, they're big.
Yeah. They're
big. A quarter wouldn't have any problems. No.
Yeah. You almost probably put a silver dollar through.
Yeah. Wow.
And... But so I said, you know, you get Seth, I know you've told me this before, but when you get my age, you're probably not going to want that. So didn't you tell me about there's a surgery that you could do to correct that one day? And he said, yeah, but the only thing about it, if you have that surgery done, it'll make your ears look weird. I said, well, God forbid, you're not into weirdness.
But you know what? He carried me and Alan to such a level of acceptance. We, you know, we pride ourselves in thinking that we're not prejudiced and that we're not judgmental, but we really had to deal with some hard issues when they became a couple.
Because he had long hair, right in his nose,
piercing
in his lips.
And, you know, I just thank God that we were open to their relationship because he is a precious man and so valuable to our family.
You know, after we got to know him, we found out that independent of a church, on Thursday nights for a couple of years, he'd been holding a Bible study for guys at school. He was a president of the Christian whatever thing at Eustis High School, president of the some sports.
Senior class.
Yeah, senior class.
Right.
He had never done drugs, never done alcohol, and he was a virgin. It's like both of our son-in-laws are everything we prayed for. They just didn't come in the packages we thought they were coming in.
But by the way we look, we judge one another.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
And boy, you could have looked at him and even now and totally misjudging.
Right.
But I'm telling you, he's got a passion for young people. And so, matter of fact, this Sunday they're kicking their youth group off, their youth service off at Madison in Movement Church. And they'll do the same thing there that they did in Florida.
Right.
Because they got such a heart for kids that a lot of times churches don't reach out to.
Right. If you can you tell us about your church that's in Madison?
Sure, yeah.
Go ahead, honey.
The church, really, the whole basis of what the church is about is helping people see God differently, that he's not an angry God, that he loves people unconditionally. So, therefore, you're welcome to come with your stuff, you know, with your problems. And so, you know, very non-traditional in style and music and those things. And, you know, one of the things that Janice and I have said and preached for years, you know, that you clean fish after you catch them, not before. And a lot of times people get a feeling that I've got to get myself cleaned up, then I can go to church.
Right.
But not at the church in Florida we had and not a Movement Church. You can come like you are. And then it's not our responsibility to change people. You know,
sure.
And so, you know, Jesus was not really concerned about the crowd that came to hear him. And neither should we be. If Jesus was perfect and didn't push people away with problems, who am I?
Right.
And so that's kind of the heartbeat of it. It's a very family-oriented church, very young church. Matter of fact, there's Janice and I and maybe one or two other couples about our age. Most are younger, and doesn't mean it's not anything there for older people. Yes. But it's a lot of young people, reaching a lot of young families already.
Well, that's the life of a church anyway. I mean, if your church is predominantly, you know, my age or what, in time, that church will die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
in that area, there's a lot of young families in that area.
Right.
That's basically who they're reaching right now.
Yeah, you know, and most people my age, probably if they're in church or if they're going to be in church, they're already plugged in somewhere anyway.
Sure.
Right.
So they've already, starting in June, they've already reached a lot of unchurched or what we call de-churched people.
Right.
De-churched meaning people who are burnt out on church.
Right.
That have had enough.
Yeah, have had a negative experience from church.
Right.
Right.
Getting back to the show, do they film? Can they film your?
Yeah, they were in every service for 6 weeks.
I think that's what I heard you say earlier.
Right.
For 6 weeks, so there'll be a lot of that in the show.
Okay, if the show lasts an hour, about how many hours of filming does it take to get to that hour?
It was the whole week, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it was 6 days a week. So you're probably talking cameras actually rolling on somebody 50 to 60 hours
for one hour's show.
Yeah. Your actual airtime is about, take away commercials, about 43 minutes.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, what we filmed, all of us are very comfortable with America saying what we did and what we filmed. But, of course, you know how everything can be changed when they start putting something together.
Sure.
But that's one of the things that we're so thankful for is our showrunner, producer, that she, you know, has promised us she is in post-production and she knows what we're trying to do and she is going to protect that. So
right. We
are really putting a lot of trust in her.
Sure.
And I really think she's going to do the best she can to get that across.
Right.
And
you're going to keep Alan from being a loose cannon. Like Phil Robertson, right?
First of all, Phil's views are not Alan's views. So,
yeah, definitely. I mean, I appreciate those guys, but they got some views that are not ours.
Yeah, I got you. But they are immensely popular.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they,
yeah,
they do some real, a lot of positive things.
Yes,
I love them. I watch them.
Yes,
that's the person actually got me to watching them. I've never watched them.
Yeah, yeah, I watch them too.
You gotta, Ronnie, gotta love the Duck Dynasty guys.
Yeah. Absolutely.
This is what I think would be good, Ronnie, is if Family Feud, we filmed our family against the Robertsons.
Because I'd stay home kicking.
I'd challenging them, huh?
Yeah, break it
out. Throwing down the gauntlet to Phil.
I'd get stay home keep the grandbabies.
Because it's already proven you're not playing.
Yeah.
Don't like Game Allen.
No,
but you remember?
I had absolutely nothing to do with getting the show.
Well, you don't like to play games. Yeah. That's why you wasn't invited.
I have to draw for that one. How about
Janice, speaking of the Robertsons, tell us your niece, Emily, got a special invite. And got to meet the Robertsons.
Right.
So tell us about that.
Emily has a photography studio in Decatur. Her and Brandon is called.
Which they go to Movement Church. Also.
Yes, they do. And so, in a roundabout way, there were some people in the Madison area that Emily did pictures for. That was a distant relative to the Robertsons, and from there they got connected, and they actually did the photography for Cy's wedding anniversary, for his renewal of his wedding vows. So they actually got to go to Louisiana and do the whole thing. So that was a fun experience for them.
Wow.
And
they said
that he was just like he is. Yeah. They were so down to earth.
What you see is what they are or what he is.
Yes, and they sent us, some of the family sent us even some advice to put some big girl panty on and get ready for some.
I want to see Alan in big girl panty.
And get ready for some negative comments, and they said you're going to see just how mean people can be. So we're getting ready.
Oh my God!
Okay, 5:35. We're going to take a quick break and come back, talk a little more about the show, and then we're going to get into some sports with Alan and Janice and see what that.
We're going to let her make some picks.
That's right. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live 95.5 Cub.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
We'll be right back.
5:38 Tuesday afternoon edition of Sports Talk Live. And Ronnie, we've took a turn away from sports this afternoon.
We're on a different track today, aren't we?
Hey, folks, we've got Adam Spiegel, his wife Janice Spiegel, in the studio with us. They will be starting a reality TV show a week from tonight, 9 o'clock. Mark your calendars. TLC, whatever channel that is on your provider, be sure to watch them.
Adam, and it's Preaching, the title, I don't know if I've even said it, it's Preaching Alabama.
Preaching Alabama.
And I'm a little disappointed because it was the Spiegel Life.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to have a tie.
Did they just
not
do it for the people who chose?
Yeah, the powers that be chose it. And first, I didn't like it, honestly, because I'm an Auburn fan.
Yeah.
But anyway, but you know, the more we've heard it, the more we like it.
And you know what, Ronnie? I told Dan, I said, that is not going to mean nothing to nobody. Even Auburn fans love living in Alabama.
Right. That's true.
Amen.
That's
we right. love the state of Alabama.
I just don't like to say the name.
Okay. I love it.
Especially in front of Ronnie.
Yeah.
Hey, Janice, a word I want to get you to say, everybody, and we're going to go into the sports. When a referee calls a foul, and it's something, somebody does something really bad, what kind of foul is that called?
It's a technical!
And folks, this is not a put-on. She has said this word for as long as I've known
her. All my life. You know, we were talking about prejudices a while ago. You know, people are prejudiced against my accent.
No.
Yes, a lot of people up nowhere think I'm just dumb as dirt.
I don't know where they would get that.
Because of the way I talk.
Well, you talk like everybody else.
Oh, yeah, really.
But see, she didn't realize she got a southern accent. I've told her before, I said, you make Paula Deen sound like she's from Boston.
That's not true.
You know, they moved to Florida, stayed down there 20, 21 years. Their daughters picked up the northern accent. Adam's accent changed somewhat. Janice's never budged. No.
She's just what she is.
Perfection don't have to change.
Hey, you can't improve on perfection.
That's right.
Before we talk about the show and get into Janice's sports predictions, tell everyone if they want to visit Movement Church in Madison, how could they find Movement Church? What would be the easiest route to find Movement Church?
Go to the website, movementalabama.com, and there's directions on there. It's off of Madison Boulevard, off of Waltrina, 9580 Madison Boulevard. But go to the website, movementalabama.com, and get all information about the services and really what the heartbeat of Movement Church is. It's new church, been there since 1st of June they started. That's part of the Preaching Alabama TV show that we have is following us through the startup of this. And so, yeah, and it's a great church. It's already, 120 or so, and it's doing good.
Great. What are your service times?
Right now they just have a Sunday morning at 10:45. They're going to be adding another service soon on Sunday morning, so... yeah, it's going good.
Are you ready for the crowd that may follow the TV show?
Yeah.
Well, we'll definitely have to do two services, that's for sure.
Nothing else, people, I've got to check this place out.
I've got to go look at these people.
Sure. Yeah, I took my dog to the groomers this morning, and I walked in, and the owner of the grooming salon said, "Well, I hear you're a celebrity." I said, well, maybe. I said, gonna be, maybe. And she said, if you do season two, why don't you do something that you're bringing your dog to the salon? Just make sure we know so that we're all dressed up and ready.
Can she tell just one funny thing about, remember when you were doing research market thing at the in the mall years ago?
Do the one on
about the film.
Okay, y'all know those annoying women that walk up to you in the mall and want to ask you questions. I was one of those women. Something to make a buck, okay? So I was asking, this survey was on Kodak film. So I went up to this man and asked him.
You're gonna love this, Ronnie.
So I asked him, some of the preliminary questions, and he answered all of them right. And I said, "Well, do you mind finishing the survey in the office with me?" So he went in, and we're in this little bitty room, and he's sitting across the desk, just a little piece from me. So I asked him a few questions, and then I hand him a card. And this word, I'm really bad at getting words twisted. I've been so nervous all day about this particular word. So I handed him the card, and I said, "Okay, sir." I said, "Using this scale of 1 through 10, I said, could you tell me how actively involved you are in pornography? It was supposed to be photography. Oh, my God.
I told her it felt funny, but the guy said 10.
Oh, I was so embarrassed. And then I acted like a little schoolgirl. I went, oh, I said, I'm so sorry. I just get my words so twisted.
Tell them about the heartworm pills. Same job.
Oh, okay. So this was on heartworm disease for dogs. So I walked up to a guy and I say, excuse me, sir, could you tell me if you have any payets? And he goes, he says, excuse me? I said, do you have any payets? And he goes, ma'am, I don't have any idea what you're saying. And I said, do you have any payets, like dogs and cats? And he said, oh, you mean pets. Oh, gosh. All right, that's enough.
They said on our TV show, Preaching Alabama, they said that they literally may put, you know,
caption
at the bottom of the page.
It's not because you're hearing impaired.
Yeah.
You can't understand
English, that's why.
That is a classic funny story. Hey, oh my goodness.
Folks, if you want to listen to this again, reminder, this will be on demand tonight. Live95coleman.com. Hit on demand. You can listen to the entire show or the last hour or Genesis questions in the mall.
Oh my goodness.
And one more thing I want you to talk about before we move on to sports. You know, we talked about different places you film, going to restaurants and all. Tell folks what all is involved when, say, if they were going to film you going out to eat supper, what all is involved in that? It's not as simple as setting up cameras and filming in the restaurant.
No. You know, they had to get permission, you know, to film. Anybody that's in a restaurant, they got to get, you know, them to sign off. It's okay to be on TV. And so that's the whole thing. I mean, they take care of all that stuff, you know. And then, you know, you've got cameras following you leaving your house, you know, sometimes in your car while you're going to wherever you're going. And, you know, of course, when you get there, you know, going in, going out, and, you know, it's way more involved and way more work than we ever anticipated it would be.
I mean, what kind of reaction do you get from the restaurant workers? People they're just watch. I mean, they're to eat too.
Right.
I mean, I can imagine they're just staring at
you.
I just stare at you.
I would walk up and say, "Why are y'all doing?"
Yeah, who are you? Can I have your autograph?
We did.
Don't even know who you are. Oh my!
Yeah, it's just a lot more work than we thought, but it was a great experience.
You really do watch reality TV now with a different view. You look at things and think, well, it could have happened a little bit different than that, or you know, it's like you just see it really different. You know that there've been a lot of long hours put into it,
right? But you know, not necessarily comparing your show to the Duck Dynasty show, even though you know it's a reality in your life and what goes on with you daily. I think our country, or really in the South especially, they're starved for that because turn the TV on and try to watch right. other programs. They're horrible.
Right.
I mean, I think that's the appeal is because people say, hey, these folks are just like me.
Right.
And I think that's the appeal. And
Duck Dynasty opened the door for us.
Yes. And that's what they told us when they, you know, viewed us at first and everything. They said, we feel like that America can come in from work, sit down, turn it on and say, you know what, that we can connect with them because they're like us.
That's right. And not have to sit there with your toes cringe with your kids there thinking what's going to be the next word that comes out or what we're going to see.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, Janice, you ready to give us some wisdom?
Okay, y'all. I don't know how good I am.
We'll let you pick first, and then Alan picks second.
Okay.
And then Ronnie and I will save ours until Thursday.
Until Thursday.
Okay, we're going to save Alabama and Auburn for the last, of course. Okay, the Florida Gators, and Ronnie will keep up with these, and we will update everybody next week on how you do.
Okay.
The Florida Gators will play Tennessee Volunteers at Tennessee.
Oh, goodness. I'm going to pick Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yep.
Gators.
The loser of this has to buy the other one something. I don't know what. After listening to those questions.
I was going
to
say, maybe another game show question. Hey, maybe the winner of this gets to pick those.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. The Georgia Bulldogs playing at home, playing Vanderbilt.
Georgia Bulldogs.
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 That's easy.
Woo. Y'all know I'm a Georgia Page. I was born in Rome, Georgia.
Rome.
Yeah.
I know exactly where Rome is. Yeah. Up there, you got that old, what is that plant, that paper mill plant smells horrible.
Oh, thanks a lot. You know, there's a plaque in the town square with my name on it.
There's a plaque.
I'm kidding. I got you.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't surprising.
Okay.
Hey, could you see her calling out the words for a spelling bee contest?
That's another story I'll tell you when we get to it. Okay.
Oh, that's a funny one.
The South Carolina Gamecocks playing at Kentucky.
South Carolina.
I'm going with Kentucky.
Going with Kentucky.
All right.
You're going to lose, too.
Gambling, man.
Okay.
You're going to be blue, aren't you?
The Auburn Tigers playing at home, playing LSU.
Oh, shoot. That's going to be a tough game, isn't it?
It's going
to
be a bad one.
Well, you know, I'm afraid we're not going to win, but I have to pick the Auburn Tigers. I ain't no way. Auburn Tigers.
Auburn. You couldn't go home, Janice.
Nope.
All right, last one, of course, the Ole Miss Rebels.
And Ole Miss has got a good team this
Alabama
year.
Alabama at home.
Oh, man.
Playing in Mississippi.
Playing in
Oh, he said Ole Miss.
I noticed you emphasized that twice, yeah.
Oh, my. I'm going to have to stick with Alabama, though. That's my stat.
That hurt you, didn't it?
Bless her heart.
No, I'm picking Alabama.
As bad as I hate to say it, I'll say Alabama.
There you go.
That's
two folks that know college football right there.
Yeah, we will see Saturday. I've been picking Ole Miss since at least a month before the season started.
Absolutely.
That will be a tough game. That'll be a good one. Is that on TV?
Yep, 2:30. I think they're going to replay it at 11 on the SEC network.
Well, every game's not on TV.
No.
They're number one on
that. Yeah, Alabama and Ole Miss.
You can pretty much count on Alabama's games being on TV.
When game day is going to be there.
Okay, y'all. Thanks.
Yeah, was Ole Miss rated 12, 10?
Yeah, I think they were 11. Something like that.
Yep.
All right. Time for another break, and we'll be right back and finish up the day with Alan and Janice. You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5, the number 256-737-9951. We'll be right back with you.
Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da-bum, bum, bum, bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Coming up on 5:55. Ronnie, 5 minutes left in a somewhat different Sports Talk Live.
That's right.
We had a caller call in during the break, asked to repeat the moolah clue, and we still have one moolah clue to go. You're going to give it before
right before the show.
Clue number one was, if you are looking for moolah, you might want to take a pocket full of money with you. So if you're looking for moolah, you might want to take a pocket full of money with you somewhere in the state of Alabama, and as we give clues, we will narrow it down.
So, that's it.
Janice was telling us a story during the break, and we're going to get her to tell about her substitute teaching experience before we get off the air here. So, Janice, just do as you always do.
Well, I was substituting in Florida, and I was substituting in third grade, and that day they had their spelling test, so I called out all the words. And so I can't remember what this word was, but when I started grading the test, every kid in the class missed this one word. So I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, why are all these kids missing this one word? And I kept looking in, I looked at the book, and I thought, oh, I mispronounced the word. They were just trying to pull something out of the air to spell something, you know. So I had to leave a note for the teacher. I am so sorry. I mispronounced this word. The kids did not actually miss this word. So they got a free word that day. And I never got invited back to fill in for that teacher.
Reckon why.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
There's never a dull moment around their house.
No, man. She reads joke books by herself and laughs like crazy. Does karaoke by herself.
Yeah. Whatever it takes. Mary Hart's good like medicine, so, you know.
They went down to the Auburn, what game was it last year? Auburn and some cupcake. I forget who they were playing.
Alabama?
And Janice.
No.
We were lucky enough, Janice brought her joke book.
Oh,
for 30 miles, Janice read jokes to us.
Oh, that's the best thing. When you're traveling, that really passes time quick. Like the joke.
I thought, do I listen to these jokes or jump out the window?
That's terrible.
Hey, when Jason goes through a tough time, he thinks about me. So, I can make it.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, give everybody, we got about 2.5 minutes, so give everybody another reminder where to watch the show, when to watch, and what they got to look forward to.
You go ahead, Alan.
Well, thank you, Ray. Preaching Alabama premieres October 7, a week from tonight, 9 p.m. on TLC. And it's going to be full of a lot of laughter, fun like today, but also a lot of serious things. And we're excited about it, beyond excited about it.
And tonight on 19 Kids and Counting on TLC, our commercials will begin to run. So you can get a glimpse of it tonight.
At their 8:30 spot tonight.
Right, yeah. So.
8:30 spot tonight, the commercial.
Yeah, that, on 19 Kids and Counting, we're going to start running our commercials tonight.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. I'll check that out when I get home.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be on 19 Kids and Counting. I've never watched it, but I'll watch
it. It'll make you thank the good Lord you're not on that show.
Yeah, I promise you that. Okay, Adam and Janice, thanks a million for coming in. We're going to count on you to come back when the show's...
Absolutely.
Or if you need any good predictions or
there you go.
Vegas will be calling.
Thank y'all for having us.
Thanks for coming.
Bye,
we really
y'all.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
We appreciate it.
All right.
You want my other moolah clue?
Yeah, give the moolah clue.
All right. My moolah clue would be you might find moolah if you look where the sum of the highway is 4.
The sum of the highway is 4.
See, I stole yours. You always use that.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good one.
So,
the sum of the highway is 4. Take a pocket full of money when looking for moolah. Moolah sponsored by People's Bank here in Coleman, Alabama. They always do a great job of sponsoring all our local events and high school athletics. Thanks to them. Folks, coming up on Thursday show, Ronnie. Tell folks what they got to
look for. Hey, we got Greg Smith with Best Bets, I think that's what it's called.
OnlyBestBets.com.
And I think last week he was at 61% for the season, which is unbelievable. And then we got Dan Vosta from Campus Insider out of Chicago. He always gives us the latest news in college football, and it's amazing what this guy knows. And then at 5:30 every Thursday, we have Rex Chambers, who is our local pro fishermen, and he tells us what's going on the Erie Lakes.
So be sure to join us Thursday and get ready for a weekend of football.
That's it.
Until then, tonight's show can be heard on demand at live95coleman.com. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, or any other social media. You'll find us somewhere.
That's it. Send us a smoke signal.
Hey, run it until Thursday, a big war eagle.
And a big roll tide.
You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
I'm gonna get out of that you and your girl. Some people have been thin, but I- dust, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
We're the all-new Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.